Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
We thought this would be fun to kind of go way back in time to the first season of American Idol, when none of us knew what American Idol was. Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was going to be successful. It was a show that just hit the air, and all of the judges were accessible at that time, and we had them on all the time. You guys remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, interviews constantly.
Interviews constantly. We're like, what? The Simon Cowell dude wants to come on again? All right, we'll take the interview. So we were trying to get creative on different ways, different things that we could do with the judges. And Randy Jackson, we had booked. We're talking years ago.
Yeah.
Season one.
Season one.
02 or 03. Well, it's got to be 02 because you'll actually hear Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even on the show.
Yeah. So we're trying to get creative with the interviews, and we had Boyz II Men in studio.
Boyz II Men were in town for a concert, and they had a CD out. So I had them coming in studio at the same time somebody booked Randy Jackson.
Right.
So we decided to let Boyz II Men sing for Randy Jackson, but we didn't tell Randy Jackson who it was.
And didn't Randy work with them?
Yes.
He did. He worked with them in the studio,
right? That's what was so cool about this is we were going to have one of them sing for him, but Randy wasn't going to have any clue it was Boyz II Men.
Right. That's awesome.
Timing is a little bit screwed up here, and I'll tell you why. We got Boyz II Men in studio, and we also booked Randy Jackson. Have you guys been watching American Idol?
Oh, yeah.
We've been trying to catch up to
it. Checking out a little bit of it.
Well, we've got him on hold right now. And he doesn't know you guys are in studio.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell him that we have an intern here at the radio station that knows how to sing. Randy Jackson.
Top of the morning.
How are you, man?
Very good.
Dude, it is good to talk to you.
Thank you.
It's really good to talk to you because you have huge fans in here. I mean, we are glued to Fox when American Idol is on.
Oh, thanks, man.
We actually, there's somebody here at the radio station who's been an intern with us forever. And they've got a decent singing voice. We're debating on whether or not we wanted to let him sing for you.
Come on.
All right, Wayne.
Say hi to Randy.
Randy Jackson.
How you doing, Randy?
Wayne, what's up, man?
Oh, man. I've been watching you on TV, man. I really admire what you do.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little something for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know you are all that I need, and I will always love you. I will always love you.
Who is that?
That's Wayne, our intern.
That's
man.
Wayne.
Oh, that can't be Wayne.
It's Wayne, our intern. Is anything
Wayne,
that?
Man, you got to call me right now. You're the bomb, man.
You really
Wayne,
think
you can do your thing? I was the bomb, man. Hey, yeah,
thanks,
Wayne.
Man.
Yeah.
You think he's got a future?
Yes. Wayne can really sing.
Can he do one more something else for you?
Yeah.
Just so it's not a fluke.
Yeah, man. Let's make sure.
Let me see. 2, 3, and.
What do you think, man?
Who is that?
We got Boyz II Men.
Who in the hell is that?
It's really Boyz II Men.
It's Kanye, dog. What's happening, man?
And he actually had Randy built credibility with us because he knew, like, this dude is just too good to be
so
interesting.
That was so funny.
Was awesome.
That was awesome. That was a good time.
He's so more fun than just the bass player for Journey.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Good.
This is The Burt Show.
We had to split up as a team yesterday, and it was sad.
But Wendy and Jen went to go see a new Fox TV show, correct?
Yes, it's called The Good Guys, and it actually stars Colin Hanks, who's Tom Hanks' son.
Right.
Oh, that's
cool. Really, really fun to watch him on camera because he does have the mannerisms of his dad, just a tiny bit.
Oh, really? Yes.
But he's really good. I mean, in his own, you know, in his own right, he really is very talented.
That's tough to be the son of Tom Hanks, man. That's like being the son of, like, Bob Dylan, you know? Like, I think if I'm that dude, I'd do something entirely different than act. But you say he's doing okay.
He does a really great job on the show. It's a cop show, and it's got all kinds of action, but it's actually really funny.
Like, I think comedy it's a cop show.
Comedy cop show.
So, was there anything special about the place that you went to see? It was like a big exclusive theater or anything?
No, it was it's in the place where we are. It's just in that other room over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then Jeff and Melissa and our engineer Frankie here and I all went to the Ivy yesterday.
Cool. Did you see my tweet to see how much lunch for the four of us cost?
No, how much was it?
How much was it?
With tip, $235.
Yeah, man.
What?
Whoa. Ridiculous.
That's Frankie's fault.
Ridiculous.
How much was like an entree?
Well, I'll tell you, Frankie's drink was $27.95.
Dude, what was in that drink? Seriously, it was $30. His drink was $30. No.
$30 drink?
It was a tequila but what was the
it was kumquat tequila.
Kumquats in tequila.
$30 for this drink. And we have to establish that the Ivy here in LA, at least back in the day, was like the place that all the celebrities used to hang out at. And at any given day, you could see dozens and dozens and dozens of paparazzi out at the Ivy. Well, it really hasn't been that place for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So from time to time, you'll see like B and C list celebrities out there because some paparazzi still hang out, but the A-listers don't go there anymore. But it's such an institution in LA that we had to go check it out. And that's when we got the $30 drink, man.
And the fascinating thing is everybody thinks everybody else is a celebrity because like Bert said, it's B and C listers that go. Mm-hmm. So when we walked in, everybody was looking to turn to see, do I know them? Do I know
who
them?
Who are they on a reality show?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
It's a total hit.
Yeah. And then we sat down and then we were doing the same thing to everybody else that walked up. So same thing. But it is, I mean, only two of us had cocktails of the four of us and it was still a $200 bill.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The price is it like a $40 salad or something?
Yeah,
about.
I had a chicken Caesar that was $30.
You're kidding.
My seafood sandwich is like $30.
I mean, I guess they know that it's either going to be celebrities who don't care or tourists who don't care who are going to come in there and spend the money.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
So what'd you get yesterday?
I got like this soft crab sandwich with fries and it was $27.95.
It's nuts.
Insane.
Ridiculous.
Melissa told us that she's only eating seafood in LA.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Well, just before we left to come out here, Katie and I had gone to a restaurant. I cannot remember where we were in Atlanta for it, but we had asked for, you know, a seafood dish on the menu, and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have it because of the Gulf. We're not getting it shipped in. And so that was the first time we'd been denied food right before we came out here. So I was hanging out at Phil's Cafe here in L.A., I don't know what part of town it's in, with a buddy of mine on Saturday night, and when I looked at the menu, the first thing I thought is, you know what, while I'm out here, because at first I thought, well, I'm not going to order the seafood, you know, any seafood, and I thought, wait a second, I'm on the Pacific Coast. I'm clear out here. So I made the decision, look, I don't know how it's going to be for restaurants.
That's true.
In the Southeast, and how long it's going to, you know, all this, the fishery and all the Gulf spill and everything. So I'm like, while I'm out here, all I'm getting is seafood.
Well, we'll probably be able to get it. It'll just be more expensive because it'll have to be shipped
in
from other places.
Right.
That's such a good point.
I'm so impressed with like the stands and the political stands and stuff that you take on stuff. Like,
I don't know.
I'm online like signing a petition to make sure that Friday Night Lights doesn't go anywhere next year. And you're like only eating seafood because of what's happening
in
the Gulf.
Don't forget I'm a Trekkie. So I do have my balance. But it was an unconscious thought that came forward and I thought, you know what, I just don't know what it's going to be like. If this spill continues and continues and continues, it's just like, you know, I'm on the Pacific Coast. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about the fish here. So I've just made a conscious effort to do that just in case we get back home and it's, you know, not as prevalent.
So maybe because of what's going on in the Gulf is the reason why Jeff's chicken salad was $35.
Right.
Blame it on the oil spill.
Chicken in the sea.
Oh, no. Aww.
This is The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we are dreadfully tardy on doing our last round of the celebrity incarceration drafts. I mean, this goes back to Suge last week. But Suge. We've been so busy.
It's like it's your friend.
I know
you, know, Suge.
You know,
Suge.
Pal Suge.
You know, your buddy Suge. So,
if he was my buddy, I'd be so cocky when I went out in clubs. Like, what are you going to do?
Start picking fights with people on purpose?
Yeah.
He makes like Big Mike look like me. He's huge.
Yeah.
Don't make me call Suge.
I'd wear a shirt. I'm with Suge. Even if I wasn't.
So what did he get busted for last week?
It was a weapons charge. It was assault with a deadly weapon.
Now, they haven't, at least as a day, as recently as a day or two ago, they could not find the weapon that they said that he had.
But he was still arrested.
Right. He was arrested. The charges might get dropped so he can still do it. But I think if you're that cop... Yeah, I brought him in for assault with a deadly weapon. Really, what weapon? Well, I haven't located that yet.
Right. But it should not.
Yeah, you're guilty.
Okay, okay. Yeah, put him in there.
Put him in. Lock him up.
So every time another celebrity gets arrested, what we try to do is we try to predict who the next celebrity is that's going to go to jail. Mm-hmm. And we all pick somebody, and then they go sort of on our roster. And if at any time any of those celebrities get busted next, we all get the money that we put into the jackpot. And we're close to $300 now?
Well... Why do you do the math?
You lost count.
It's like somewhere between two.
Okay,
well, because you're bragging about
10,
being a mathematician.
15, it's $25 a round because there's five of us and it's $5 each, right?
Right. You're about to bore us to tears.
And this is this is round.
You asked.
12.
Yeah, you started it.
It's $300, right?
Okay. Because
it's round 12.
Well, that's 25 cool. times 12. I'll get out my iPhone calculator.
I was gonna say.
Melissa. I was like, wow, it was getting windy.
Hang on.
I don't know what sort of words mean, but oh.
Can
bring
we just say around $300 and just...
$300.
There we go.
Even.
Told you.
Yeah, listeners don't care.
All right, so determine the order of how we're going to go this time. Wendy, pick a number 1 through 10.
7.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Wendy, why don't you go first and we'll just go around the room.
So, this is just not my morning so far. Woo. All
I'm
right.
Sorry, Wendy, honey.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm just going to go with someone notorious for just fighting their assistants and throwing cell phones. I'm going to go with model Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell.
Nice Naomi choice. Campbell.
Always solid. These picks right here. Like if you woke up in the morning and you found out that Naomi Campbell got busted for some kind of battery, mm-hmm. you would not be shocked. It's a
not
good
at
pick.
All.
Very
She's
good pick.
Good.
Jen Hobby.
Not really sure here, so I'm just going to go with a random one. I'm picking Khloe Kardashian.
Really?
For no reason, really, just feels
randomly.
Right.
Just and totally got, randomly.
Well, they're filming that reality show, her and her sister Courtney, down in Miami right now, mm-hmm. so you just never know.
I'm just going with her.
Okay. I've got two to pick from, but I'm going to go with Mickey Rourke.
Mm.
Has he already been picked?
I think he's already been picked.
And I think you're the one.
And I'll go
him.
With the second one.
Yep.
Well, let's check. Has he been picked?
Stand by.
Standing.
Mutes it
too.
Bert, you picked Mickey Rourke when Randy Quaid and his wife were arrested.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
How about a little credit for consistency? Instead of
I honor that.
Have I picked Woody Harrelson?
Not Woody Harrelson does not appear to be on the roster.
Then let's go with Woody, because at any day, you could wake up in the morning and Woody got busted with a dime bag. And he's going to jail.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson.
Who is that DJ that's here that looks like him? Hey, did you see that?
There is
a DJ looks here.
Just
remember?
Looks just like
Woody Harrelson. Sorry. No. If he gets arrested, if we get him arrested, does it count?
Any lookalikes? Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you get your Woody Bird.
Really?
You are waiting for that one.
Just because you laugh at your own joke doesn't make it funny.
There goes Frankie. Frankie's going, oh my God, it's Holy Tuesday.
I thought that's where you're going. You said you can wake up in the morning with, and I'm like, that's great.
Okay. Well, because we were frustrated because Suge Knight was somebody we always put on the roster. I always put this guy on the roster for political arrest, and it's Martin Sheen. Has he been picked?
No, but Martin you have Sheen. Picked him in the past. He's a good one.
He can handcuff himself to a fence any day.
Any day, yeah.
Right.
And my pick is, because when I was scrolling back to find what round Mickey Rourke was picked in, I stumbled across Gary Coleman. I'm not sure who picked him. It may have been me. But I'm going to go with Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges.
Yes, sir.
What you talking about, Jim?
Thank you, Jim. I thought it was funny. It was way better than your Woody joke.
Yeah. And somebody else laughed at my joke because I didn't even laugh at your own.
Oh, I want to leave you people.
Woody jokes are always funny.
All right, so Todd Bridges has a history of, he's been arrested a whole bunch of times.
He's been in jail. Yeah, he's had a drug problem.
Good choice.
Okay.
You know what else I found when I scroll back? Hobby picked Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's going to that rehab show.
I know.
Okay.
So she, Hobby's got, and Lindsay Lohan, Hobby's got an unfair thing.
I've got a sixth sense about these things.
What a gift. What a total gift.
And just as if we're keeping track, one of mine died, so I'm an unfair man. Simon Monchak, one of my incarcerated guys.
The Bert Show. We are live from the Nokia Theater. We had a busy day yesterday, man. Busy. Let us try to sort of set the site for you guys in this media room, because it's a little different than probably anything that you've ever seen on TV. When you walk into the Nokia Theater, you have to go downstairs. And once you get off the elevator, there's a big old sign that says American Idol Media Here. And that's sort of, you go into the door there, and that's really where the fun begins.
Yeah, and then there's tables with broadcast equipment set up for radio stations from all around the country. All of the major cities in the United States are here and represented because it's such a major thing. I mean, the finale of American Idol is like national news, you know, so everybody is here, and so you've got people at all the different tables, and of course we have to have the biggest setup,
right? We've got we've got Boardwalk, Park Place, Baltic, Mediterranean, and get out of jail. We've got the whole
corner. And hotels
on it. Yes. And we do. And everybody else has like a one or two person setup, but we really do. We've got the Mac Daddy setup.
We do have the monopoly.
Well, you kind of hear it's quiet now because a lot of the shows, too, are not all morning shows. And like you said, one person comes in or a couple people come in. So as the day progresses, you hear as the show progresses, you probably heard it yesterday, it gets louder and louder as more people kind of fumble into the media facility.
And it seemed like yesterday anyway. Maybe they did this last year. I wasn't here, but they paraded all of the current American Idol finalists in at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they kind of teased us, and then they sent them into another room, and then they sort of just let them on out into this big media room, and they're all accompanied by different publicists, and then it's just sort of they come up to you and they start jockeying. It's almost like Wall Street.
Yeah, and then if there's an empty seat at a broadcast booth, they sit down, you know, their publicists have them sit down, and they just kind of do the puzzle pieces on who's not been to who, and, you know, we just make sure that we get our chance to talk with all of the idolists.
I thought it was funny that they didn't even know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, they woke up in the morning, got dressed.
Yes.
They were all picked up by shuttle, and when they were all shuttled, and it was like on the way to the theater, they were told, hey, you guys are doing interviews all day.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, really? That's what we're doing today? Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny because it's such a machine. And these guys, once they sign up, once they're contestants, they're a part of that machine. They wake up, get dressed, and they just go and do as they're told.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
And their personalities to us were exactly like they were on TV. I mean, you get a great cross-section of everything, and you'll hear this over the next 2 days. You got Big Mike, who's as genuine and as sweet, you know, on the radio as you saw on TV. Siobhan, that we'll prove to you here in just a couple of minutes, is just quirky.
Or crazy.
Or crazy.
She's just weird.
She frightens me.
She is.
She just frightens me a little bit.
She's very unique.
Yes.
And she went on this Hanson tangent yet again. Is that the part?
Yeah, she started, we had a phone interview with her the week she got booted off, and we asked her about Hanson. I don't know why. Somebody knew something about Hanson.
Jen did.
Because I knew that her two favorite bands were Hole and Hanson.
Weird.
And she was wearing a Hole necklace yesterday. Did you see that?
I did not.
No. She was wearing a Hole on her necklace and then talked very passionately again about Hanson.
So she went, I mean, off on Hanson that time, like very passionate about them. And then Miley Cyrus joined our show and she went off on Aliens.
Yeah, it was that weird.
And that got weird and we thought the weird was done then. But when Siobhan came by yesterday and started talking about Hanson again.
Yeah.
And you could see it in her eyes.
She immediately, like, it's very serious.
There's a look, like, and she posturized up a little bit.
Like, all the joking is over. We're talking about Hanson.
Yeah.
Here's a little sample of Siobhan from American Idol from yesterday.
Did you put the request in with the producers to do a group Hanson song while you were on stage?
I mean, I'll request all my life until it happens. And we'll make it happen.
Have they called you yet? Because we
talked to you extensively about Hanson.
Yeah, well, there was the morning after I was voted off, and there was an interview that Taylor did about if I wanted to come to New York and get on stage with them, and him offering some really kind words of encouragement.
Awesome.
And it's just so overwhelming. It's just so much. And there have been times when people are like, oh, why haven't you met them yet? You've never. I'm like, I have to be ready. You don't understand.
What's the preparation take to go into meeting and performing with Hanson?
I can't explain it. I don't know what would happen. I'd probably just cry like a big baby and just cry, and they'd be like, what's wrong with this girl?
Hey, thanks for joining us, and good luck on the finale.
Thank you.
Good luck with the career.
Thank you very much.
Get it. The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We are live for American Idol Week at the Nokia Theater, and we've talked to a whole bunch of American Idolists the last couple of days. But, I mean, two of the favorites here, you guys, Chris Allen and Big Mike, both awesome.
Absolutely.
Chris Allen, last year's winner, and Big Mike, a favorite for this year. He didn't make it to the top two, but everybody loves him.
Both great guys. Here they are hanging out with the Burt Show.
I think we have to note that the interview began with Big Mike lifting Wendy above his head.
Yes.
I loved it. I've been waiting for a squishy hug for the very beginning.
Oh,
so thank
awesome.
You.
You could probably curl Wendy how many times? She's let's assume she's 98 pounds.
Oh, careful.
Let's assume she's not. Well, I work out with 100-pound dumbbells.
100-pound dumbbells?
Whoa.
We could do a little bit of work.
Damn. How do you know that about Wendy? She's only been known her for a few seconds.
Ma.
It's not rag on Wendy.
The whole time ragging on you.
Yes.
That is messed up.
And how much do you bench?
505.
505. And how many? Is that max one?
That's just one, yeah.
Woo!
You know, and you don't do that all the time. You know, that's kind of my every 2 months or so. I just make sure I'm still the strongest person I know.
That's a power lift. 505
Do you lift every single day? Are you working out?
Not every day. Right now, because our schedule's so crazy, I lift 3 days a week. It's early. It's in the morning. You know, you've got to also take into consideration you need a little sleep. You know, I used to work out 6 days a week, so but it's important to get some rest and like some family time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't spend all your time.
But can't you just pick up like that Aaron Kelly kid and do some rest with him
that?
Him and one hand, Seacrest in the other.
Yeah, man, I do. That's part of my workout.
Is that your gym time kind of like your venting alone, like
no
escape time?
I love to work out with people. I like the camaraderie of being in a gym. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's definitely not my. I don't really, you know, with my life, you aren't really afforded too much venting time.
Not a lot of long
you know,
time.
I've got a family, and they need me to be at my best. And, you know, I've got a career boiling here, and I've got to be at my best for it. So, you know, you really got to can't focus on venting.
Is the gym, like, for guys, much like the hair salon is for women? Like, where you get to, like, talk and swap stories and where you get to hear about the latest gossip on this and that and the other thing? I mean, guys wouldn't call it gossip, but y'all would call it, like, what, chopping it up or whatever?
I think it's
chopping
different.
It up.
It's right? Different gyms, though, have different things. It's like, different. There are some, like, he's probably going to end up going to, a big beefy, like, I'm serious about doing my thing.
Right, it's a little less of that.
Working out. Okay.
You know, we do that in the barbershop, though, is where we would do all that talk. You know, the gym is, it's about getting your body right. I mean, it's a serious place. Well, from when I'm there, it's a serious place.
Well, by the look of your body, it is a serious place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
intimidating.
You look good.
Let's talk, let's get in your head a little bit about, because this is kind of a strange period for you, because you have this baby, but you've been out here. I mean, you've been
this mythical child, this mythical Jesus child.
This baby has come to you.
You know, some people even said, like, that there's no way that could be my first child because I wouldn't be as calm, or that's probably not even really my baby. It's like, are you people serious? This is like real life for me. This is like for real that my wife is at. And the footage that was shown on the show is actually my footage that my friends and the family took for me. The show wasn't there just, you know, mysteriously.
Like little flip cams or whatever.
Yeah, you know, it was like that, and I still haven't even been able to see that footage because it's still such a sore spot, you know, that I missed that time, and it's real life for me, you know, so. Yeah. But I wanted to really give my family a chance to be special and do something outstanding in this world. And, you know, my little baby's going to be able to look back and see when her dad was still young and handsome. And you know, so it's all good.
How have they been out here with you?
Yeah.
They have been the whole time?
They've been with me since the third week of the show. The week that they came out was when I did This Woman's Work for the first time. And that was outstanding for me. And then when we got to top seven, the perk of that week, we get a perk with every week, and they let our family move in with us.
Right on.
First time they've ever done it on the show.
Cool.
You know, we had
awesome.
A lot of families with Crystal and with Andrew, and so it was the first time that they did that. And you know, my wife, we got to be a family again. It was like I was just going to work. It was amazing.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
Cool.
Very nice.
I think in some ways, if you're a contestant on the show, married or with a child, it might even work to your advantage because you're grounded.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I think really it just has to do with whatever your family upbringing is. You know, you look at Tim Urban, who extremely close with his family and was homeschooled, and like he's just very grounded. You know, being a guy who's 21, I was like, if I was 21 and single and had your hair and eyes, Tim Olson, I would be lighting L.A. on fire. There's no way that I would be able to be that focused, but he's an extremely focused cat. He was my roommate for a long time,
okay.
And I just saw the way he prepared, and it, like, you know, it just has to do with your family in general, you know?
Mm-hmm. You get all, like, the good hair roommates, because the last time we had you
Casey.
On,
Casey.
You said Casey.
Yeah.
If this was Hair Idol, who wins Hair Idol between Casey and Tim Urban?
I think Tim wins that.
Yeah.
You know, Tim just has this little hair flick that he does.
He's doing the Justin
and
Bieber.
Tim doesn't spend a lot of time on his hair.
Yeah,
unlike our
issue.
Other blonde friend.
That was an issue, wasn't it?
He spends some time on his hair.
What are your thoughts this week going into the final and going on stage for the last time on American Idol?
Well, hopefully it's not the last time on American Idol. I mean, you hope you get invited back, that you've done enough work to that they see, you know, that come next year, you know, you want to be one of the people they invite on. So, you know, I'm kind of always thinking ahead in that sense. So I don't necessarily see it as the last time, but what an outstanding time to be alive, you know, with all this and getting to meet all you guys and like, you know, we just get treated really well being an idol, and you don't want that to end, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the crew that we work with is the best crew in the world. They do all the shows, you know, so you just got to take it in. And then some of the amazing talent and celebrities that we're going to get to sing with this week is quite
awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Hey. Come on, you know they train us better than that. And me of all people, come on.
Well, if we're talking to you in a year from now,
yes,
same time, because they will invite you back, we'll be back here also.
Yes.
Where do you want your career to be in 1 year? What's going to be the benchmark for you?
I have to say, I refuse to answer questions like that. I think where you're going to be a year from now or 5 years from now questions are the most ludicrous questions on the planet. Who knows?
Right.
A year ago, we were just finding out we were pregnant with our baby. We found out on Mother's Day last year. And you know what? During this time, we had finally bought the first thing for the baby, which was our baby stroller. We got this Bugaboo stroller that my wife could not live without. And I was putting it together around this time. That's exactly what I was doing in these few weeks leading up, you know, and we're just like starting to get our house ready. And now a year later, I'm here with you guys.
Yeah.
And like meeting all these crazy people, and like people know who you are. I mean, it's like a year, the difference a year makes. It's just, who knows?
But most significantly, you're here with us.
Right.
Hopefully, I'm here with you next year, you know? And the career is doing, you know, just bubbling over and being crazy. But, you know, who knows? And I never want to limit myself deciding where I'm going to be, you know? I want the moon. I want it all.
Well, people wish good things for you, man.
Thank
we do.
You've got
we
fans
do.
In Atlanta, for
yeah.
Sure.
The ATL. I like it.
And he said it right.
ATL, yes. Yeah.
We've been trying to rid Atlanta of this hot Atlanta.
No, it is hot down there.
No, but
come
we don't
on.
Say that anymore. But you got it right.
The ATL.
You got it right.
A-Town, baby.
Big Mike on the Bird Show, Q100. Thanks, cool. Man.
Thank you, guys.
Q100, so that was Big Mike on the Bird Show. And then last year's champ, Chris Allen, joining us also. This has got to be sort of fun for you, sort of reminiscing here.
It's better this year.
Yeah,
than
I bet.
Yeah, now that you're a year separated from it.
Yeah.
Tell us how you were really feeling at this time last year.
I think it was. I mean, I felt fine, but there's obviously some nerves going on, and there's just you're not used to doing these interviews and stuff, and so pretty much everything started with, well, I don't know, and so it's a lot more fun now.
We had last year, right after the finale, in the doors of the Nokia Theater, at the same time you had finished on some outdoor stage and your wife was with you and like family, and they were just shoving you into
Yeah.
And,
whisking
like,
you around.
And I mean, people were reaching in and grabbing, and it was scary.
Yeah.
And we.
Yeah, it was scary.
Melissa and I ended up over near your wife, and she was like, is this how it's like? She was asking somebody, is this what it's like?
Like, yeah, deer in headlights.
Like, she goes, this is, I think her exact quote was, this isn't forever, is it?
I'm sure that's what she said. And it has not been like that, so that's nice.
Has it been a tough adjustment, though, for the two of you guys?
No, man.
Come
I mean,
on now.
I'm serious. I really have a great wife, and she's been able to travel with me a little bit, so that's been awesome. She's happy about what I'm doing.
What was the most surprising thing that happened to you immediately following Idol? Something you didn't expect at all.
I mean, for me, and this is just because I never even thought anything was going to happen on Idol, even whether it be winning, whether it be making the tour, whether it even just be making it to Hollywood. Just the success that the album has had, the single has had, and for me, that was a total shock. Yeah. I mean, it's all shocking to me every time. It's
also quick, you know?
Yeah, it's really quick.
It really is. It almost puts you at a disadvantage, I think, in the industry, because I think others have had to sort of really go through and make a whole bunch of different mistakes and sort of at least wean themselves in. Or you're just kind of like thrust in, you know?
You learn a whole lot in 1 year.
What's the biggest lesson that you learned in that year?
That if you want anything done, you have to do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Huh.
Just in probably every way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to do it yourself? Because I think the rumor is or whatever that 19 Entertainment or the American Idol machine just takes you and shoves you through life however they want you to go.
Right.
Are you able to resist that at all?
I mean, for me, I have at 19 Entertainment, they are the company that manages me.
Right.
And I have an incredible manager. I mean, my manager is the same manager as Daughtry's, and obviously he's done okay.
Yeah, Daughtry's done well.
He's doing good.
Remember when he passed on the lead singer of Fuel and everybody went? He's out of his mind.
We'll see how that guy does. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a great crew behind me, and they let me do what I want to do, and they're teaching me things as well. So I mean, it's kind of a collaborative thing. It's really cool.
You and Adam are so different, yet we'll always be connected. Do you guys talk on the phone or keep in communication at all?
Anymore? A lot of texting going on.
We
played a show a couple days ago together, so it was the first time we'd seen each other in a while. So that was actually pretty nice.
Would you guys ever consider, because your styles are so different, but it might be so shocking, but so great to have you guys on a song together?
Wouldn't it be cool?
It would be awesome. Be really cool.
I think it'd be cool. I think people would really love it because we do actually share a lot of the same fans. And so I think, I mean, maybe somewhere down the road, it'd be really awesome.
Out of all the big TV interviews that you went for, like the late night shows or the afternoon shows or whatever, who was your favorite interview with?
Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's one of our favorites, too. He's been on our show a couple
tell
times.
Us about
he's
him.
Great, man. I mean, I think he was the one that made me feel the most comfortable because he made fun of me, and I appreciated that.
What did he say?
Well, I told him that I sang. He asked me, like, what was, the worst performance that I did on the show, and I told him I did All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Don Henley, and it just probably wasn't a great choice. So he made fun of me the rest of the interview for that.
He did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was great. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you're pretty cool if Jimmy Fallon is making fun of you.
Right?
You know, like you're sitting across from him and he's teasing you.
He's a cool guy.
I thought you had something to go.
Oh, no, I was just listening carefully to Jim.
I know.
Now it got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me.
Let's real quickly, though, the album, the single, everything's just sort of kicking ass for you right now?
Absolutely, man. The single, Live Like We're Dying has done incredibly
fantastic.
Blown my mind, anyways.
Is this one you wrote?
The guys from The Script wrote it. So that was a...
What did they think about your version of it?
I just saw them a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
We had the first show that we played after Idol, I played with them, and they were, and it was before, like it was right when the single was released, and they're like, man, this is gonna take off, we're really excited about this, and that was the last time I've seen them until a couple days ago, and they were like, dude, yes, they were so
excited for you. That's
and
cool.
So yeah, those guys are great, man. And I was, their song has done great too. So
well, they're loving it because they're getting more money than you are on that song.
That's true. Heck yeah.
Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely,
man.
Yeah.
Can you give us any insight on what you're doing on the finale? I'm assuming you're going to be on stage at one point.
I'm singing the new single off the album on Wednesday.
Right on.
The truth. Awesome. Look forward to that.
Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Allen on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We are live at the Nokia Theater for the American Idol finale.
Tonight.
It is tonight.
That's right.
Pressure is on right now.
Yep. The big old performance show is tonight for Lee Bowersox. Or I'm sorry, Lee DeWise and Crystal Bowersox.
If they were a couple.
Yeah.
This is the kind of night, you know, like when you watch the Olympics or you're watching a sporting event or something like that, when somebody clutches up, you know, in that one moment where you can somehow calm your nerves and just really crush it, mm-hmm. one of them is going to have that night tonight. It could never be me. Because I can't control my nerves like that in a situation.
Mm-hmm. Handle the pressure.
Handle the pressure. Like, I can't, in most cases, just slow the world down and mm-hmm. just, like, let the talent take over or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. But someone's going to have to do it tonight.
Yes. Yeah, I remember last year when we were here and we watched Chris and Adam in the finals. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's this momentum that you see the first performer come out. So I don't know if it's Lee or Crystal that's going to be first, but let's say it's Lee. And Lee comes out and he does a performance. Everybody's cheering and thinking, okay, we know what bar he has set. And then Crystal comes out. And it is a very back and forth, and the audience can feel mm-hmm. that, wait a second, oh, Lee's got the advantage. I know Crystal's got it. Because I really do think that people focus on this one night, one performance. Mm-hmm. Right. Everything else is already forgotten,
but
you know?
I wonder if it's like a presidential election, though. Like, you know who you're voting for before the day of the election, and no matter what's said,
maybe.
No matter what happens in
maybe.
The debate, you already know who you're voting for.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. Tonight, what's cool when you actually go to the show is that you'll get the chance to see what their fans are like.
Yes.
Like, are the, you know, young girls all about Lee, or are they all about Crystal because mm-hmm. they idolize her? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you can sort of understand the makeup of the fan base once you see the show tonight, because it will be, you know, split down the middle. Half the crowd will love Crystal, half the crowd will love Lee, but you get to see the sort of makeup of their fans. And then I always think that the fan, or the one that has the most teeny boppers, is the one that's going to win.
And that'll be Lee.
Because they right? go the most crazy over the text messaging.
Right.
And the voting and that kind of thing. So I always feel like whoever's got, like, the younger, more rabid fans that show up with all the posters tonight, to me, that's a good predictor on who's going to win.
So if that's the case, then you would think that Lee's going to win then.
Well, you won't know until we're in the crowd
there.
Tonight. When you get there. I mean,
in the
Los Angeles, in the crowd tonight, okay. you'll get to see it. And mm-hmm. once they turn out, then you'll be like, okay, now I'm getting this.
Because on TV, I mean, you see on TV how the fans cheer and scream after every performance. Mm-hmm. And then when you're in the audience, it's like Jen said, I mean, you really hear the cheers and the screams, but you get to see where those cheers and screams are coming from, and you do get to analyze the audience a lot.
I missed this night last year because I was sick, and I could only fly out for the finale last year, so I missed this night. So what do I expect today? Like, when I go there, is the excitement as high tonight as there will be tomorrow night? Are there as many people in the audience? Is it the same crowd? Like, give me a snapshot of what to expect tonight.
There'll be a big crowd outside, but it's definitely going to be different than tomorrow night, because tomorrow night is the big red carpet event where all the celebrities bring their kids. But tonight, it's just focused on getting through tonight into the big party. I think it's like a sigh of relief for both contestants and for the audience members after tonight's done.
I think there's a nervous energy tonight.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost as mm-hmm. if, you know, you're watching, you're nervous for them, you know, because you can sense that the audience is this anticipation of every mm-hmm. performance mm-hmm. because so much is riding on this. Mm-hmm. Where tomorrow night, it's a fun, exciting
right.
concert,
right.
You know, cheery atmosphere.
It's like a celebration
yes.
tomorrow night, because the pressure's on for tonight, but not for tomorrow night.
Right, correct.
By tomorrow night, they're just waiting for the answer. There's nothing else they can do at right. that point, because mm-hmm. the votes have already been placed. But Melissa's right. It is more of like this anticipation. They are on the verge of something
huge tonight. They can make it or break it in a couple of performances. So it is much more like nervous energy, excitement, but you are nervous for them tonight. And then tomorrow's just, I mean, it's way more relaxed.
It's a party.
Like, kick back, have fun, enjoy all the, you know, all the Idol hopefuls will come back and perform all together. And yeah, it's going to be really, really exciting the next couple of nights.
I'm going to be interested to see how they handle Simon Cowell tonight, because tonight is his last critiques. Tomorrow will be the goodbyes and everything like that. Yeah. But these will be his final critiques ever on American Idol.
Let's hope he can stay awake.
You think he's just bored by the whole thing?
Well, he's been that way this whole season.
Yeah, he said that too. He said it's,
he's been snoozing out. Like, he's like daydreaming. I think he's sometimes like working on his to-do list or something. Like
playing with his new iPad.
Putting together his recipes for the week and planning his trip to Vons or Ralph's or whatever it's called out here.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot of excitement here already for tonight. And then, of course, we will be here tomorrow morning to tell you everything that we saw last night. And then we'll get all excited for the grand finale, which is really more of a concert than it is the competition at that point. It was great last year. It was amazing last year. Well, we had Black Eyed Peas last year, right?
Yeah, Kiss
was the one that just crushed it last year, too.
That was so cool.
And the beauty of it is nobody knows who's coming on stage tomorrow night, just like last year. So
we've heard Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, there is a rumor that Christina is going to be here. There's also the big rumor about Paula Abdul that she will be coming back for some sort of Simon Cowell testament montage, you know, farewell, some sort of, you know, farewell tribute to him. But we're not sure if any of, you know, if we know any of that or not. I mean, we can certainly look around here today because they're going to be in rehearsals.
Yeah.
We'll
have a lot of rumors for you guys confirmed.
And if we see anything when we look around, we're certainly not going to say it on the radio.
Yeah, we got busted for that before.
Thanks, Dylan.
The Bird Show.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.